Matt has arrived. I'd say we have the minimum crew. Oh, somebody else jumping in here. Shayna.
Are we generally on video?
I hear somebody.
Yeah. I'm Elliot's brother, Laser.
Couldn't make out the name. What was your name?
Laser.
Laser. Oh, that's a cool name.
Laser's the Ukrainian.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm the foreigner.
Somebody else is joining. President of New Hampshire.
That must be Carla.
That must be.
Oh. Or is this a secret?
All right, I think we should get started. We got a good crew here. So things got a little big this week with the leftists catching wind of the publicly available videos and busily making clips of Mike and some of the things that he had to say. So the cat is out of the bag, so to speak.
Well, it will be soon enough.
Yeah, so the collective really can't stand to have any thought of actual individuals. So that's a shame because you know when we had President Trump, they were all going to go to Canada, and unfortunately they didn't.
Yeah, they could be totally locked down and feel really safe there. I hear.
Sure.
In Canada.
But that's to be expected. They think with one mind. So.
Yeah, they've also been
like
freaking out.
You're giving
out.
Them way too much credit. They're saying they think.
Ah, yes.
They've also
so
been
what,
freaking out.
There was no issue with HRA?
So HRA is not part of this independence movement. I'm doing this for myself. I am not doing this as the chairman of House Republican Alliance, nor am I doing this as chairman of the Belknap County delegation. This is...
Can you explain
independent
exactly
thing.
What HRA is?
Sure. The House Republican Alliance is a group of Republicans who are dedicated to the Constitution of the U.S. and the New Hampshire, also focusing on the New Hampshire Republican platform. So we... assess bills as they come through and determine whether or not they fit with the constitutions and platforms. And we put out a voting sheet, recommendations for Republicans to follow if they would like to be good Republicans and follow along with the Constitution and the platform.
It's not officially the GOP, it's just a caucus within the GOP.
It is a caucus within the New Hampshire House of Representatives, of course, the Republican side. And so we also do ratings, just like NHLA does on the Liberty side. And we put out a scorecard, and that can be found at our website, nhhra.org. Now, and once again, this filing of a constitutional amendment is my personal movement and has nothing to do with the HRA.
Got it. So anybody else have any developments that they want to share from the last week?
I think I do, but I'll need to check my notes.
I'm working on an article I'm going to publish soon, 101 Reasons Why We Should Divorce D.C.
Nice.
I'm always working on that, and always working on the books.
Excellent.
Yeah, I saw that'll you were up useful. To like 30, right? You've got a database that you shared with the group on
around that. 70 now.
How many? 70?
Around 70.
Oh, wow.
And every few minutes, D.C. is giving me some more ammo.
Giving you ammo while they take away ammo?
Oh, they just banned Russian imports. There's a reason.
What?
They banned Russian ammo. No more Russia. No more guns around in Russia. Yep, thanks, buddy. Telling you, every day he makes the session sound better.
No doubt. It seems like, you know, we're at the point where the state reps ought to consider whatever the changes were that we've been discussing to the language. Last week, we talked about keeping it simple, reducing the amount of verbiage, reducing the sentences. There were subsequent suggestions from people to add since then. And ultimately, you know, you guys have gotten a lot of suggestions from the peanut gallery here. I would think that maybe Matt and Mike, you guys should probably meet separately on your own, you know, to hash out the final language, whatever you guys are thinking is the way to go, because ultimately it's up to you. And then make the decision on that, write it up in whatever format it needs to be written up in, and then we can start, you know, putting it out there, because it's hard to, you know, we can't promote this until we know what it's going to say, at least initially.
Right. So, you know, as we've discussed, when it gets filed with legislative services, that's only our draft. They will possibly change things around. It's hard to say, but we will have our desired wording. And if they have useful input, we can roll with that. Mm-hmm. But essentially, they pretty much, you know, are working on, you know, they're supposed to work on just the technical aspects of it, but the question how it's going to be put to the public. And I think that's one of the important things is this whole discussion is something for the people to be you know, having input. We don't have a referendum or any such thing like that in this state, but the constitutional amendments kind of serve that purpose. And there's a lot of people that are very unhappy with DC. If we look at Part First, Article 10, we can see that the federal government has totally perverted the ends of our desired government. And it's clearly time to make a change, and simply removing the current configuration of the United States of America is probably a good way to go. And who knows, you know, if Texit works or some other movement works, you don't necessarily have to have physical borders connecting states to become a collective. So if we want to join with Texas, why not?
As long as we don't have to have their laws.
Well, yeah. It would be just a mutual sort of pact, you know, kind of like the United States has with Taiwan, for what it's worth. So, yeah, language, we'll go to legislative services. And then I would think probably the earliest that we'd see it again would be like November. I don't expect that they'd have it rolled out all that quickly.
Did either of you have any thoughts on whether it should be shorter or should it be the more verbose variants?
Yeah. About the actual amendment?
Yeah, specifically the question is to the state reps.
Cool.
I would probably go with a shorter version as opposed to longer. I think you know, our Constitution, when you look at it, it's pretty concise until you get into some of the newer amendments, and they start getting into kind of a legalese. I think the basic of our original Constitution was very, very straightforward and concise. So we should probably shoot for shorter.
Okay. And have you been following, I know you're busy, obviously, but have you been following the thread on the Shire forums with the potential language being discussed?
Yeah, I've taken a look at it, but not really studying it in depth.
Do you think that you and Matt could meet on this question sometime this week and then maybe present something for the next the next meeting?
Right, sure. Next Tuesday, I will be fairly busy. I've got a couple of functions to take care of, my official duties. So let's see, that would be the week before filing. We might have to work on a different time for next week if we want to discuss this again. But I can hook up with Matt and we can talk about this.
Yeah, I think the time is past for us at least to discuss it. I think there's been plenty of input, and if you guys can have something hammered down by next week, then we can start talking about putting a petition online and starting to, you know, gear up for getting the word out to the state reps, like, okay, this is what it's going to be. Let's see who's actually willing to sign on and start the publicity process on this.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right.
I don't know, Steve, have you been following along? You got any, you're kind of new checking in here. Any thoughts?
Not a lot of thoughts. Problem is, I want to be a lot more involved, but this is a really bad month. So, A, it's all Jewish holidays. B, my mom is going into hospice. So I'm sort of dabbling at the moment, and then I want to be much more involved as I can.
Well, it sounds like we definitely want to start getting Amanda Johnson on these calls. Carla mentioned in her recent email that Amanda is the new president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. So hopefully she'll be joining us maybe next week and see where she wants to take that organization. It's nice to hear that there's some new blood involved over there. I know that's going to be a good thing because the foundation does great work. They've got some great information, and I think they'll be very, very helpful in getting the word out about this and communicating.
Mike, you're going to be the prime sponsor?
Yep, looks that way.
Okay. Let us know what we can all do to support you. Obviously, all of us, plus me, Laser, my dad, everyone supports you a ton. Let us know what we can do as far as having your back and also getting co-sponsors. If you want to have a full 10 co-sponsors, let us know who should we should be approaching to help you recruit 10 co-sponsors.
Okay. I think we have a fairly good idea of who might be possibilities. And I can maybe give you an idea of who to check with, who would be likely. Obviously, I'll talk to some folks. I'm on some.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't want to call them out on this call because this is going to be public and the left will attack everyone who may or may not want to be public with support, but at least 10 state reps total have told me that they would vote for independence. So I'll give you those names in private and you can speak to them all in private.
Okay. And they don't have to be signed on until we get the draft language back and get towards finalizing it. So probably not until November, but yeah, sooner the better. And I think when people see that this is a popular position with the public, they'll be a little more encouraged to want to join on.
Do you guys agree with me that we can go on offense? I've been on offense the last few days. I don't want to be a total a-hole, but I've been telling people, like my state reps, my four reps and Hookset and others, saying this is the reasonable side to say that we should be living under psychopath Biden, giving literally cash in addition to the billions of weapons to Taliban. That's unreasonable. You're the unreasonable one, giving billions to Taliban, stranding our people there, open borders, increasing taxes, banning all guns. That's unreasonable. We're the reasonable ones saying we want to divorce them.
It's also unreasonable to say that anything's ever going to change, you know, in D.C., that this is that some sort of election is going to turn things around or going to make government smaller. That's never happened. So, yeah, I think you're right. We should be on the offense, and they're going to give us plenty of opportunity to do that, I think, because they're not going to be happy, the statists. So let's get them. But first step is to have that language done. That way we can put it up there on various different websites, and we can, I think a petition will be a good idea because that worked really well for Reopen New Hampshire to get, you know, contact information for supporters. which they then rolled into contacting reps on behalf of the various different reopen things that they wanted to do. So go ahead.
What we all should do, and I should do, I have very little time, but I really should, is take physical clipboards and paper and go out there. That way we can both engage people, do man on the street interviews, engage them, talk about it, so get massive awareness for it, plus get names and emails, plus we'll be engaging support like a poll to survey people. So it has, I think, a lot of potential benefits if we do that. Just man on the street, ask for a petition, and just get people talking about it. 10 of us do that for a few thousand people, at least 20,000 people in the last few months, next few months will hear about independence and they'll know about it.
I have tried Marcus Evans' suggestion. The guy from CalExit suggested that we reach out to average random people and see what they think of the wording. And I reached out to 20 such people using a New Hampshire sports Facebook group. But I only got one response. It was positive, more or less. The guy said, oh, why don't we make a New England an independent country? But no one else responded, so I didn't really feel like I got anything out of that effort. But I did, you know, he said it worked great for him, so I tried, but it didn't be a very useful path to go down.
Yeah, I don't think most New Hampshireites want to bind together with Massachusetts. I mean, just based on the people I've talked to, they're not interested in that.
Massachusetts is kind of the thing I want to get away from.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the timing of this movement is, and I don't know what the basic parts of it are, but when you're at the point where you want to convince people of things that they're on the fence or almost on the fence about, that's really where my strength in the world is. And I'm thinking about even kind of small town halls, either by reps or just regular folk. And the town hall is for people to come us and tell us why we're nuts. And the town hall is to have a dialogue with those people who can be moved 10%. And I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but that's where I'm good with people, because I'm a social worker by trade and I meet them where they are and try to nudge them slightly rather than attack them with, what are you crazy, you know, what you're doing ain't working, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that'd be great if we could get, you know, any kind of public town hall things set up.
You know, even small, you know, if you get 10 people in a room and you can convince two of them to move their position and each one of them tells one friend, you've already moved something. Mm-hmm. Rather, I'm saying, so you also need, I think, like op-eds, you also need, you know, blogs, articles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think if you can engage the people who you're here to hear their arguments, you know what I'm saying? You're not here to convince them. You're here to hear why they think you're nuts. Can you bring anybody along that way?
Sure. And there's a pretty good regular bunch of, at least on the Republican side, monthly meetings for every various Republican committee, whether it's a county or a city or some of the towns even have little meetings. You know, if you want to hit the Republicans, and I'm telling you, when you go to those, and I do, there is a definite flavor. The people who are actually coming out to these, and there's a lot more of them coming out now than have been in the past. They are not exactly friends of D.C., especially with the current figurehead down there. He's falling apart. We see international news. I don't know if you watch Sky News out of Australia, as bad as they are just mocking him mercilessly. And, you know, the United States is an embarrassment. And maybe it's time we just separate ourselves from it and spare ourselves that agony.
You know, first of all, as my kids know, I'm a super acolyte of Dale Carnegie. And it's, you got to tailor your argument to those you're talking to. I do better in informal kind of settings, basically. But it doesn't do any good to, you know, bash people, yell at people, even to throw a million facts and figures at people. You generally convince people more by listening to them than by talking. Which is why I'm talking so much now.
Well, it sounds like the president of New Hampshire, based on the chat here, she says she loves the idea and maybe do them the week following every Granite State Progress meeting at libraries. And that would be a cool thing for if that maybe the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence could work on something like that. Obviously, we need to talk to Amanda when she takes that over, but maybe team up with Mike and Matt and you know, have different, maybe the different reps that are willing to sign on to this could kind of focus on that way. Mike doesn't have to drive all the way over to, you know, the west side of the state. Maybe Matt could handle Keene, and you know, Mike could handle the Lakes region, and you know, so on and so forth. Just some initial thoughts.
I've been chalking US out of NH, NHExit.us on the sidewalks. And also wanted to take the opportunity to the big tent pitch. It's really, I'm more of an open borders guy, but I can team up with Alu even if he's a closed borders guy on something like this. Should be a unifying issue. But we do need to make the case to leftists too. They're there too. They're people too.
Just tell the lefties that the U.S. government is keeping kids in cages under Trump and Biden, which is true. And New Hampshire wouldn't be that bad. New Hampshire would be better. It's an easy argument for both sides.
Listen, you guys probably know I'm a member of CalExit. I'm only slightly less active because they're very focused on the California recall now. But so much of their push is convincing the far left to secede. Mm-hmm. So they're doing a lot of that work anyway. And all we have to do is borrow some of their talking.
Yeah, Dave is in touch with Marcus already.
Yeah, so that's great. I'm just saying, that's what they're doing well.
Yep.
Well, on the subject of the left, they have really alienating a lot of their people, you know, the ones that still are able to think, whether it's on the critical race theory nonsense, or if it's on the COVID scheme. A lot of them... not a lot of them, but there are some significant figures who are hearing this and actually applying their brains, and it's kind of pushing them away from at least the extreme left. And, you know, you start applying rational thought, and, of course, that makes you a white supremacist right off the bat. There you go, Blue Hampshire. Have a nice night. So they are eating their own over there, and we'll just pick them up and move along.
We got hardcore lefties like Glenn Greenwald, Naomi Wolf, who are kind of nibbling at a red pill. Even got Bill Maher a little bit nibbling at a red pill. And if you can get anybody of like a Naomi Wolf stature to even say this isn't insane, I think that's a big coup.
Yep, very exciting stuff here. A president, New Hampshire, says she spoke to Naomi at length, working on it. So yeah, there's a lot of plates in the air already on this, and I'm excited to see what happens. When do you think the two of you guys could meet to hammer this thing out and finalize it? This week, if possible.
I think I'm probably available Friday. You know, we could even do like an in-person if you prefer. I'll be down that way, I think, quite possibly. Sometime later in the week.
Yeah, just let me know when you're going to be down here, and I'll find you.
Okay.
So on the subject of leftists, feel free to send them to me. I'm really good at talking to people on the left because they're disarmed with me. They assume I'm one of them, so they tend to listen better.
I totally agree, but I have no idea who's talking.
That's Aria Demezzo.
Okay. I can't see it.
She did some amazing work during her campaign for sheriff last year, where she was invited on all kinds of, because it got a huge amount of traction in the leftist media, and so she was invited onto all kinds of podcasts, like a lot of skeptic podcasts and whatever other, you know, lefty podcasts, and she was really able to bring them a truly, you know, voluntarist message in a way that they'd never heard before. And I think one of the podcast hosts actually said to you, you know, I've never thought about this that way before, talking about like
why they were Yang supporters as well.
Yeah. And they were that. You were basically talking about why the government is a criminal enterprise, right? Or what, something right. like that.
A religion. I think that's what I can piss them off.
Yeah. Like an evil religion. So she did amazing stuff there.
Thank you.
Well, actually, you're so right, because when you present the case well, people say, oh, my God, I never realized that's what I believe.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm thinking is to the point of going out and actually talking to people here in Keene, there's going to be a Keene Music Fest, which is on, I believe, this coming Saturday, the 4th. And so if there's language done by Saturday, I would love to go downtown Keene Music Fest and do exactly what Alu was suggesting during the day, like take a clipboard down or you know, I'm not sure exactly what it would look like, but just talk to people. I definitely have flyers, so the worst case, I can just go out and flyer for it with the foundation flyers that I have, which I, by the way, have thousands of, so if anybody needs flyers, feel free to come on by Keene and pick them up, because me coming to you is hard to do with the federal tethers that I have to deal with, but I should be able to get permission. I was given permission to go to a protest in Keene on Monday by my federal handler, so I should be able to get permission to go to Keene Music Festival and do some outreach. So I'm hoping to hear the final stuff before then from you guys, if you don't mind. I'd appreciate it.
All right, we'll work on that. Shoot for Friday and
great.
Wrap it up.
Ian, can you and I, or maybe some others, whoever wants to, work on that paper to put on the clipboard, like? It should have the language, yeah. And it should have like a few lines for yes and no, and like their email and their signature or something. So I don't have a lot of experience with this petition stuff, but
I do.
You and a few others could work on it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks.
Yeah.
My other question is Crowder shtick. What's that thing? He puts that sign. Convince me. Change my mind. I think it's a really interesting concept. I don't know if you guys do, but you attack it that way.
We should consider that. Yeah.
All kinds of approaches. One thing I want to do when I'm talking to people, especially in an event like that, which attracts people, anytime you go in downtown Keene and you talk to people, you're going to be encountering people from Vermont and people from Massachusetts. So you always want to ask people where they're from, because, you know, honestly, we don't really care what the Massachusetts people think about what we're doing up here. But I would still ask them anyway, just out of curiosity, like, would you be okay with letting us go? So the question would be different depending on who you're talking to. You would ask a certain question for people from New Hampshire, and then anyone from outside of New Hampshire, we could ask a different question. All right. Are we running out of steam here, guys? Anybody got anything else?
I think we're on track. We'll Matt and I will get language to you probably Friday night.
Great.
And the time would be a little bit tight for me next Tuesday.
If you need a different day, just pick a different day and work around you. That's no problem.
All right. Let me look at the schedule and work it out. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Let you know.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah, please.
We have two reps on here, right?
Yes.
You guys probably have a lot more support across the country than you even imagine, so I just want to keep you feeling strong. Even if you feel lonely up there, there's probably hundreds of thousands of people who are behind you. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is always the case. I've had various issues where I become popular all of a sudden, and you find out who supports you, and the rest of them are not.
You don't
smart.
Always know how many people support you, and right. You feel like you're losing there. You don't realize, you know, it's like the Arizona thing, or even what goes on in California with the recall. They're focused on their thing, but there's a lot of people who don't live there who support what they're doing. So when it gets lonely, you got to remember you don't know how many people are backing you.
Right, and I've been around long enough to know that. But Matt should probably hear that and understand that you're not alone.
Yeah, sure. I was gonna say, the Matt haters are Mike, always louder too. Sorry, Alu. Go ahead.
If you want to come on the podcast, you guys are welcome. So when the time is right, let me know. Matt, Mike, or both of you, whoever, come on the show, and we'll do a big podcast video and share it everywhere, and you can have some content pushing back.
Okay.
All right.
Fantastic. All right. Well, let's keep in touch via the usual means. And thanks to everybody for coming out. Anybody else got something they want to throw in here before I hit the end record button?
Support from Ukraine, too. Well,
I'll be the international arm of this endeavor.
Right on. Good deal. All right. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Matt.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Keep up the good work.
Bye.